Station 218. WIUG, Quade 8, copy. WIZP 544, monitoring the frequency. WSFX 401, looking for a radio check. WIZP 544, loud and clear here in Sheboygan County, sir. Thank you very much up there in Sheboygan. Yeah, I just got a new, mobile antenna for my handy. Just wanted to see if I was getting outside the house.
You got some, but
you were definitely visible. Might want to change your location there. But yeah, you're doing the job, sir. Enjoy the rest of your day. WRZG 544, Sheboygan County, bye.
Thank you there, Bob. This is Kevin. I'm going to go back on the side. Maybe figure out where I can permanently put this in front of. This is just wanted to test to see if I can get outside of the house. All right. WSFX 401 back on the side.
Top of the morning to you, 544 Bob up in Sheboygan County. Hopefully you're not too buried in snow up there. It's all melted away down here.
For the most part, I dodged the bullet with both the latest weather events. Most of my snow is melting away in places already, and it's supposed to be 40 today. All systems go, brother. Roger.
Sure. Yeah, I just thought I'd step in there and say good morning to you. Down here in southeastern Michigan. Trying to make the best of what we got. Almost up to 52 degrees today, so I wore the light jacket to work. Roger.
On the light jacket and 52 degrees. Well. Always a pleasure. You be safe there and watch driving there out here and running crazy up here. So be careful out there. That'd be hard to do. Clear monitoring on your final, sir.
Enjoy the day, however it is. WRFX 966. I'll be clear and standing by.
WSSX 401 audio test.
Sounds good, but I'm busy. WRXG 764.
WSFS, thanks very much. I wasn't sure if it was going to work. Just got a new mobile antenna and set it up in the house.
Doing what it should be doing there, Roger.
Roger that. Yep, thank you. Not too bad for a $30 radio and a $30 antenna, I suppose.
On a $30 radio. I'll just $30 antenna myself, but with a handheld here. Anyway, have a good one. I got to get back to what I'm doing. WSFZ 793, and I'm back on the side.
WSFX 401, I'm back on the side as well. Thanks again. Whiskey Romeo Papa Bravo 448 monitoring. Thank you.
WRZP 544, WIUG 488. WRZP 544, monitoring the frequency. WSCI 783 to station 213. Station 213, copy. WSCI 783, mobile and monitoring. WSPD 439 monitoring. WSPD
copy. SPM 993 monitoring.
I think you said Whiskey 7 Charlie Zebra 810.
93 here, what's up, Paige? How you doing? WSBM 993.
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good. About yourself?
Just hanging in there, you know, taking it easy, not too much, you know.
That's about all you can do. Especially on one of these dreary, overcast days.
I see, Roger, that. Whereabouts do you say you're located at again? You're not far from Saginaw, are you?
I live just outside of the city limits, just south of it.
So that is Saginaw, correct?
That's correct.
Copy that. Hey, you don't know if there's any repeaters, GMRS repeaters in Midland or Mount Pleasant area by any chance, is there?
Not that I'm aware of off the top of my head. The only one up that way going north from me, there's one in Bay City, and then I think the next one is all the way up in Sheboygan County, somewhere up that way. But as far as Mount Pleasant, I'm not aware that there's one, but that doesn't mean that there's not.
Copy that. I was just wondering, you know, maybe we'll eventually get something up around Midland or Mount Pleasant. That'd be nice.
Yeah, I might actually be headed up to Midland tonight, so it would be nice. Usually, once I get up towards Midland, I usually bounce over to the Bay City machine for a little bit. And then once I hit the other side of, well, even before I hit Midland, it kind of drops out. Bay City doesn't have a very good footprint.
Copy that. You said the Bay City repeater isn't as powerful or as strong as the Saginaw repeater I'm guessing you're saying.
Yeah, that's my opinion. It's kind of funny, in certain spots of Saginaw, I may have trouble hitting the Bay City one, but I can hit the Mayville one, which is at least three times further away.
You can hit the Mayville repeater in Saginaw?
Oh yeah, I go out of my driveway. I can, for the most part, I mean, I'm going to hit a couple of dead spots here or there. I can use the Mayville repeater from my house all the way down just about into Flint without a problem.
You're probably on mobile, right? You're not on an HT.
That's correct. Even with an HT, I don't have a. I mean, obviously the range is not that great, but even with an HT, the Mayville one, I can get into. A lot better than Bay City.
Roger that, I copy. So it'd probably be kind of difficult to hit the repeater on an HT probably from Saginaw, I'm guessing, huh?
If I go outside, I can hit it. If I'm inside, it just kind of depends where in the house I'm at.
Copy that. I'm thinking about, I just haven't gotten around to it, but I'm maybe around Christmas time or after Christmas, I might do it. Thinking about purchasing me a mobile unit. I'm just, not really sure on which is a good one to purchase, you know?
There's a lot of good ones that are out there. I'm not familiar with the a lot of the GMRS specific radios. I'm using a Motorola myself. but if you talk to some of the other folks that are on here that have them, they would definitely be able to give you better recommendations than I could over which one is better.
I got you that. WSBM993 for radio ID.
Sam Charlie Zebra 810 Friday. Yeah, here's my Motorola. It's got 160 channels. I think I can put into it. It's putting out, you know, like 45 watts at least, I believe it is. And it's got the alpha display, and I can split it up into zones and all that other fancy-dancy stuff. But, you know, it's got a whole lot of bells and whistles that I never use on them either. But it's Motorola. It's cool, so I got it, you know.
Yeah, I think I talked to Jack one time, and he was saying he uses a DB something 20G or 40G or something like that, 20 or 40 watt radio, and he says that's a pretty good year today, I guess, is what he had told me or whatever a while back.
Well, when you think about GMRS and what you're wanting to do with it, you know, as long as you got a halfway decent radio and a pretty good antenna on it, you're going to do pretty good. Like I say, up where I'm at, it's pretty populated as far as repeaters and stuff, so I can pretty much get down the line pretty much from Bay City all the way down through Flint, south end of Flint, and then I drop out for a little bit, pick up the Detroit one. So this network does pretty good with what they got.
Definitely, most definitely, for sure.
Unfortunately, I don't have to go to Detroit very much, and very seldom do I even go down towards Flint. So most of my running around here is either Saginaw, kind of in that general area, so I have pretty good coverage where I'm at. I know I got to put the Mount Clemens one in here just for the sake of having it, and I know there's a machine down in Lansing somewhere. Eventually, I got to put that in here, but I just haven't had the time. It hasn't been a priority because I never go that way, really.
Roger. So are you saying when you're, if you're in Midland or Mount Pleasant area, if you happen to be in those areas, you can hit the Bay City or Saginaw repeater on the on either one of them repeaters, if you're like in Midland or Mount Pleasant?
Mount Pleasant, I'm not so sure about. Midland, you'll probably drop out before you actually get to Midland. If you come up 75 and you take, 10 out towards Midland, you'll drop out before you get to Midland. You'll probably make it from 75, probably make it about, halfway, three quarters of the way to Midland before you drop out.
I can concur with that last statement. I had nothing last week in Midland from the repeater service.
I was back from Midland and hit, was trying to hit the Bay City machine and really couldn't hit it very well. I was able to hit the Saginaw one, which is further away than the Bay City one from where I was at. But then I got into Saginaw, couldn't hit the Saginaw one, had to switch over to the Mago one. That was a very weird night. Conditions were really kind of out of whack that night.
BM 993, are you still there, Paige? Sorry, I got distracted with a phone call there for a minute.
Yeah, ringing in the background. Somebody else, I don't know if you caught it or not while you were on the phone, but someone else chimed in and said they were up that way too and they had absolutely nothing. So, just kind of confirmed what I was saying.
Roger that. What type of antenna do you use on your mobile unit there? Just a standard one, or do you have a more of a better grade antenna, or what do you use for your mobile?
I got a $20 tram antenna up there that I got off of one of the eBay shops or something, and it does the job pretty good.
Copy. Now, do those, does the SWI, the standing wave, I don't know if it's like CB radio, the same on like a ham, or like not a ham radio, but a, like on a CB radio, how you have to adjust the standing wave, do you have to do the same thing with that on a GMRS, or has it already pretty much come preset, or how does that normally work?
It depends what antenna you get. You can get a, I know Midwin sells them, I'm not sure who else off the top of my head. You can get a GMRS specific antenna that's already tuned. Most of the UHF antennas, they're pretty much tuned to go from 450 to 470. So wherever you're at, your SWR should, for the most part, be relatively okay. You can certainly fine-tune it into the middle section there if you need to, but my experience has been just out of the box, if you're just using a UHF antenna, that it works okay.
Hey, copy that one.
Short answer to your question is yes, SWR does affect UHF as it does with CB radio. It's just not as drastic. You know, with CB, if you go from, 25 megahertz up to 27 megahertz, you know, you got to get an antenna matcher and all this other hoo-ha stuff where it's not as drastic up on this band.
Copy on that. Talking to you. Happy to hear whatever. You take it easy and have a good one. And always good to talk to you. Pretty sure we'll definitely talk again. This will be WSBM 993.
Alright, have a yourself
a good one. We'll chat with you again. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810. WRUG 488 from WRHW 478.
WRWS 538 monitoring.
WSEY 842 mobile.
station calling. You're hitting a repeater, however, you have no modulation. If you're talking to that mic, I'm sure someone will talk back to you, sir. WRZT 544.
There's great potential that they are trying to test out their release to listen button, WSUY 842.
Is my release to listen button working?
I wasn't the first one to use it. I'm happy on the call sign, but your audio is really rough. Not sure which system you're trying to make, but this is WSUY 843 on 842, golly, on the Flint system.
WSEV 387 is mobile and monitoring.
Greetings, this is WSEY 842, mobile. Driving in the London fog on M21.
I too driving in London fog, Davison westbound.
Oh, not too bad. You're going west, I'm going east. Huh. I'm surprised at just, I don't know what we're getting here, is it? If it cools down, we're going to get a bunch of ice, but it's warm, and I guess the visibility is awful. Monday for that meeting? for the third Monday of that meeting.
Last night. WRVV 690 mobile.
WXBY676 standing by.
WSAT580, how is everybody doing tonight on this soggy, foggy Christmas? That last station is barely coming through. I give it a 1 out of 10.
WSFX 401. I guess I'm doing a little better than the last guy, hopefully.
Yep, 401, you're sounding pretty good out there. And I don't know if you're down, I'm in the Detroit area, but the soggy, foggy Christmas I don't think applies up on the Sheboygan area. I think you guys got a lot of snow and some colder weather, if I'm not mistaken.
For a one down here, I'm down here in Flat Rock, so it's definitely soggy.
Yes, sir, I'm over Mount Clemens, so you're probably even soggier and foggier than I am right now.
Yeah, 10-4, definitely. Yeah, I was just poking around, got a new radio, H3, new antenna, the Nagoya N70TG, trying to find a place in the house where it transmits well enough.
Yep, you're coming in pretty clear over here on the Mount Clemens repeater. The TID radio, or TIDI radio as some call it, TIDI radio H3. We've got a couple of those very nice radios. I did some custom programming on mine. It worked very well.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, I got the 4-pack with 8 batteries, desktop chargers, air band antenna, so it's $120. And then I went and got the 8-8 because it was supposed to pump a little bit better, but I don't know.
Yep, I've got some 8s as well. I bought the... Where did I get the... the ham version of the TDH-8 just because it puts out a little bit more wattage, and it with a custom program on it, you can still transmit on GMRS.
Yeah, that's actually what I was thinking about doing with mine. Just don't have a computer yet to do the flash the firmware thing.
Yes, I was able to flash the 3 and the 8 with Chirp, and it worked reasonably well. And both really good radios. I really like the 3, though, because it can do the frequency scan. So you can, and it'll do a CTSS tone scan, which, as far as I know, the 8 does not do.
Yeah, I haven't tried that on the 8 or the 3 yet. What I do like about the 3, though, is the Bluetooth to the phone programming and then the clone the radio thing, you know, so now I have to program one radio and like clone the others.
Yeah, I did see that feature. It looks fairly handy. I work in IT, so I've got 20 PCs around, so... you know, writing a program in Chirp and uploading them to the radios is no big deal for me. And but yeah, I've heard the Bluetooth and the cloning, it works fairly well with those, which sounds like you had a good experience with it as well.
Oh man, I've done my share of IT stuff. I tell you what, I wish a computer would clone as easy, but yeah, it's been beautiful and breezy. Set up thing and it works.
Yep, I do love the kid radios. They're real nice. I got the clear case version to bring me back to the 90s when I had a clear pager.
Isn't that the truth? Now that you do them in the clear tinted neon, that'd be even cooler.
I have seen them in a neon green case, neon green, black, and then the clear case. I like when you're transmitting or receiving, the whole case kind of lights up from the LEDs. It's pretty cool. But, yeah, I'd have to say those are dollar to radio ratio, those things are, they're solid. They're worth every penny, in my opinion.
Yeah, I started out and bought a couple of doll things a couple of years back, and they never got me, drew me into it. And then I got these H3s and got my CMRS like 3 weeks ago. So I'm thinking about, from here, I'm probably just going to go to the Wooks and, what is that, the KG-1000D+.
Yep, I had a couple Bow things, also some UV5Rs, and that's kind of what opened the door, and I kind of figured a lot of things out with them. But I do have one Bow thing that I could recommend, which is the 5RM, UV5RM. It's a little bit bigger, has a full-color screen, 10-watt output. It's a really nice radio, especially the 5RM, because it also has the, it's a tri-band nice radio. For like 30 or 35 bucks.
Yeah, I had a pair of the AR5RMs, but they didn't work as good as these H3s. Couldn't get them to work for 4 miles between work and home, and these H3s did it, but the ball thing didn't.
Well, you can't argue with that. I will say, I believe that the Titty radio comes with a better antenna than the Baofeng, because I don't run any of the stock antennas on my Baofengs. That's like the first thing to take off. Mostly I run Nagoyas.
Yeah, I'm running the Abreeze 771Gs and Handys, other than this Nagoya mobile mount I'm running. It's actually inside the house, just on a wire, top of a wire rack and around pieces. And
nice. Yeah, I'm on my Anytone, what is this thing, a 778 or 779, I believe, to my truck. And I got the Midway stubby antenna on the roof. Just curious how it's sounding in this rainy, foggy weather.
You're hitting my radio nice and clear. Just a slight touch of static, not very much, but definitely loud and clear. WSFX 401 back on the side, hanging out in the giggly weeds.
Alright, I was on low power. I just turned up power a little bit. How's it sounding now?
Even better than before. Not that that was a hard stretch. Yeah, you were doing really, really good.
Okay, here we are on full power. Just curious. I'm not too far from the repeater, so it should sound pretty dang good. 20 watts.
Yeah, yep, coming crystal clear, full quiet. Sounds great.
All right, gentlemen, well, I got to run here. Nice talking to you. Have a good night. Maybe I'll catch up a little later on the handheld WSAT 580.
Station 544. WIUG 48, copy.
WIUG 48, WIUG 54. WIUG 488, WIUG 544. One more time there, Jack. Thank you.
WSBS 311.
Yes, go ahead, 887.
I'm en route.
Okay, good to know, good to know. How's the BART situation where you're at?
I have none.
Good, good. Well, be careful. I heard a couple of calls out here around the area today, like more than normal, so I don't know if it was fog, but some pretty nasty crashes. So I'll just say be careful.
Why, thank you, sir. WSBN 887, standby.
In a little bit, WSBS 311, standby.
WRVV 690 mobile, clear.
WSEE 544 monitoring. WSEC 544 monitoring.
WIUG 8, I'll try that again. WIUG 488, WRZP 544.
Well, hello, Bob. How's Bob doing?
I'm finer than frogs there. How about yourself, Jack?
Oh, I'm doing good, except that rain. It just never quit all day. It's been drizzle and rain. Roger.
Do that. 40 degrees here today, rain, much the same. And, of course, that will all change over later this evening. Roger.
What are they going to take? The snow?
There's a good chance of it. We'll see what the old Mother Nature does. I don't trust the weatherman, Roger.
You're right about that. What Mother Nature give you, that's all you can get anyhow. So how's everybody there? Everybody okay?
They're both upright and healthy, sir, and all the animals are doing fine. I appreciate you asking. How about yourself and your family, Jack?
Well, we're all doing good here, except, you know, the family went out there shopping today. I went out there to get us some grocery, came back, and it was so, you know, raining, and that drizzle really gets you. So I went and came back about a couple of hours, and I'm sitting at home. Roger?
Hear that. Much the same here. Mulled around the house, rearranged things, and kind of took it easy. So, yeah. But, yeah, everybody's good here, and all systems go. So nothing new to report on the home front. We'll keep in touch there, Jack. Enjoy the rest of your evening, sir. It's always a pleasure to have you in our home and receive. WRZP 544, clear. Monitoring on your final.
All right, Bob, you do the same. You take care. And you have a good evening. And I will talk to you anyhow. I shouted for you earlier, but you weren't out there anyhow. No problem. You take care. Get WIUG 48.
No contact, WSSC 902. WSSC 73 on the side, Mondo.
WSTM 924 monitor.
WIUD 488 traffic.
Contact 902 WSFC 793. I broke my click box. Hey, whoever is transmitting there, you're breaking it very badly.
Yeah, it's a Whiskey Sam, Foxtrot 902. What's up, Dave?
There you go. You got it all up now, sounding good. Ain't nothing happening over here the usual, sitting and watching and pondering life there. Go ahead.
Oh, no, you didn't. Okay, I'm going to give you a ring on the landline.
What's up? What's popping over there? Go ahead.
WRFX 966.
So how is Brian today? WIUG 48.
I'm doing pretty good. How's Jack?
Well, Jack is doing good, except sitting inside, can't go outside with that rain.
Oh, I didn't mind sitting inside today when I got home from work. I actually enjoyed relaxing for a change. No odds and ends needed to be done inside the house today. It was all outside and I couldn't do it. Doggone it.
Yeah, you know, Brian, something ever happened like that. You gotta work outside more than inside. Roger?
It would have been a pretty decent day. It wasn't bad temperature-wise. It was just wet and icky. That's all I can say. Just wet and not nice at all.
Yeah. By the way, I heard you yesterday on Hazel Park. Roger?
Well, you gotta learn from the experienced guys, so figured I'd go and see what I could learn.
Yeah, you're right about that. I don't know, you were looking for an antenna?
They were talking about it with one of the other guys, talking about he needed to get a Nagoya 771. Needed the longer antenna, Roger.
Yeah, those are really good antenna. You know, not only me, I know, and a few people, they do know too.
I have one, two. I have two of them. So I know how well they work. I have a 701 Nagoya that I use when I can't use the taller antenna. It's a good antenna. Nagoya makes good stuff.
Yeah, you know what? Even Nagoya makes them for Magnum out too. That Nagoya 72, I don't know if you heard of it or not. That is a good antenna for pickup trucks and cars.
I know. I have one of those, too. And then I have, and I forget the number of it. Let me check it real quick, but I have another Nagoya antenna, too.
Oh, yeah, I had that Nagoya 72. It was perfect. Then I said, no, let me put the 2x4. So I put in 2x4, and sometime when you turn, it changes.
Okay, I found it. It's a Nagoya NMO200C. It's a 38.5-inch antenna. That's the one I have for my truck right now. It works okay. The little one worked just as good, though, the 72.
Yeah. And if I don't know if you're going to change or not, but if you're going to change that 2x4, it's good antenna, too. Roger?
I'll have to take a look at that, but the reason I went with this Nagoya 200 is it's a dual-band antenna, and my Anytone radio for the truck is a dual-band radio, so it does 2-meter, 70-centimeter, and GMRS.
But that 2x4, it does the same thing. GMRS, 2 meter, 70 centimeter.
Got a nice price tag on it, that's for sure.
Yeah, I like it. Well, let me tell you something. It costs almost $100 just for the antenna without the magnet mount. And the magnet mount, you won't be able to find it here. You got to go to Ohio and get it from Ohio.
O'Brien. That needs a bigger magnet on that NMO mount, right?
Oh, it's almost the same. I have it here. I can tell you what it is. I bought it from R&L. O'Brien.
Go ahead, Jack.
Ask you, what you were using when you talked to them yesterday? Are you on there? We were on that walkie-talkie?
No, I've got my mobile radio hooked up in the basement to my outside antenna that's over the roof of my house.
I see. Look, if you need a handheld, let me know. It's very reasonable price, and I use them. And they are good, 100% good. And they really have a reasonable price.
Yeah, well, anything has got to wait till after Christmas time. Mama's still buying Christmas presents.
Which is that always anyhow. Let me know. I have really good radio. And you can use it all the time. Even you in the basement, and you put that Nagoya 771G on it, it'd be perfect. I'm not going to say his name there. I might see you Saturday anyhow, this Saturday. I couldn't come last Saturday, because I had to go over my sister's house. She had... She had an operation on her leg. That's why I couldn't come by.
Yeah, we were wondering what was going on. That was like 2 weeks in a row that you missed. But, yeah, we'll have to see what work dictates because they're trying to get everything done so that we won't work the holiday. And I'm thinking they might work us again this weekend so that they don't have to work the holiday. But we'll see. We'll see.
Take it. If they give it to you, take it. That is the best thing to do. Get it over this week, and next week you'll be so happy.
Yeah, well, because there's so little overtime, I've been taking whatever they give. But they're breaking the union contract because, you know, they're trying to spend as little money as possible to make as many parts as possible. So I got to take it when it comes. Otherwise, you know, I might pass up the last chance of getting overtime for the next month. I heard we're going to go down to one shift coming back from the new year, so... Wait and see. That's all I can do.
Yeah, I have my neighbor, same thing. They took him on a second shift. They put him on their first shift. He had a laydown, and he's a technician. He works on robots. Roger.
Yeah, well, they're doing it to everybody. Everybody at our place. They shut down midnights for a couple of weeks, and then they only added half the people back. Not all the departments went back. And then they added just the bare minimum guys so they could run, what, four lines? Yeah, 4 to 5 lines. Then they were saying they wanted to run 6 lines, but they didn't have 6 guys. So, you know, he's trying to do everything, break every rule, try and work on, make us work unsafely in the whole 9 yards.
Well, they do that once in a while. They think they can get, you know, get away from it. But you know what? Sometimes they do. When I used to work for the export-import,
yeah, but what we do can be really dangerous, especially when we have to go inside the press to do anything. That thing will make me skinnier than a pancake in a heartbeat, so I don't like this working unsafely. You know, when there should be 2 guys, they need to be 2 guys, so that if anything happens, you know, you've got somebody there to help you. But, just give me 15 more months, that's all I ask, and then I'll retire from there.
You're right about that. You know, I used to work, I don't know if you know that, I heard of it, maybe you heard of it, McGraw glass plant. I used to put those big truck windshields, 65 in 5 minutes, on line.
Yeah, McGraw glass, they used to belong to Chrysler.
Yeah, but I don't know if they shut it down now or not. That's been a long time ago. Hey, I used to put 65 of these. You know what? They come out of that hot stuff of, I would say about, because they got a clear in the middle between those two windshields, the plastic between them. They had to clear it. So they put it on hot oil. And somewhere there, if it's outside, 80 degree over there, it'd be 380 degrees. I don't know, I heard another station out there. Is there any other station out there? This is WIUG 48.
Sierra, Delta Sierra, 747.
The station, what is that? Delta G or something like that, 847? Because you're not coming clear. Are you on a handheld? There's a station out there. I don't know if he's still out there or not. You're not clamoring clear. Are you on a handheld? Because I can tell you what to do, and you'll be fine. Well, Brian, you're still out there? WIUG 38.
WRFX 966. I'm still here, Jack.
Brian, sounding good tonight with that antenna. It really makes a difference.
Well, they say line of sight, and you get it up in the air like I got this one, and I got fairly good line of sight now. So I could probably go to Mount Clemens and sound just about as good, too. And I'm in the basement, so that's the other part of it. It's up in the air, and I'm underground.
I'm going to tell you something. Sounding good anyhow. Did you try the 575 repeater?
Oh, I can do Troy without an issue. Sounds really good.
How about that 550? It's still coming down on the 550?
Most days, no. Every once in a while, yes, I can get it.
That's good. And how about that 600 with that little antenna out there?
Yeah, I can do the 600 now, yes.
You know, I used to be able to do the 600, but in the morning, I get up in the morning, I do 600, but a little bit of crackling, because I'm only on a 20-watt radio, but I have the 50-watt radio here, but it's not programmed yet.
Yeah, this is only 20 watts, but I'm a few miles closer down here by 9 Mile Road in DeQuinder. Roger.
Hey, a little bit closer. I'm about 23 miles away from Detroit.
Yeah, well, you know, like I said, I can't get it. Even standing in my driveway with my handheld, and I had the Nagoya 72 on the truck, and I couldn't quite get it. I was someplace else around here, and I tried it, and I was able to key it once over the summertime. So, I don't know. We'll see. I know this antenna seems to be working really good.
Oh, yeah. Maybe another half hour. I'm trying to get that station out of Cleveland and see if he's going to come by.
Yeah, I'll probably be sitting here standing by then.
He's a very good man. I talked to him when Don was alive. We were talking to him every day, and I still talk to him. I have his text message too.
It's okay. When I was up north over Thanksgiving, I talked to the gentleman from Shepherd that you usually talk to too. Except for he was on Simplex, and I didn't have Simplex programmed in the radio, so everybody was hearing one side of the conversation.
that guy, he's a crip. But he always sound good. You know why he sound good? Because he's got those Motorola radios.
I'm telling you, he's got a really good setup there, because even on Simplex, I was in Mount Pleasant when I was talking to him on Simplex, and he was doing a number. He was doing a really good job.
You know, one time I asked him, what's the name of your antenna? He said, I don't know. I got to go up there and find out what's the name of that antenna I got out there. I laughed.
You know, I have a hard time remembering my antenna. I always have to look it up. So, you know, I got so many antennas I got to try and remember. You know, I don't know about you. The older I get, the harder it is to remember certain things.
You know what I do, Brian? I take a picture of them when they come in, and they all that be on my cell phone, all the information. That's why a few people do talk to me. I give that, and some people, they do order those. I mean, not all of them, but they did. A lot of them order. Like every time I say, Nagoya 771G, they do it. And you know what? They like it.
Yeah, well, you know, every occasionally it might make a joke, but when it comes to antenna, a lot of people refer people to you.
And he goes, you know, it's trying to help them out. Well, you know what? Now is nothing. Wait till after Christmas when everybody open a present. It's going to be more, a lot of people on these radios. I mean, on those repeaters, believe me. Roger.
WRWI 979.
Good evening, 979. Come on in and talk to us.
Yeah, I appreciate it. This is Joe, Juliet Oscar Echo, Joe in Clinton Township on the GMRS frequency. The repeater, I'm coming through. It should be coming through the Mount Clements or Macomb site. But I just wanted to step in briefly, not to interrupt your cue, so, because I'm watching football. And you're talking about remembering names and stuff. I stole this from a comedian. A comedian said, I read there's two ways you know you're getting old. One, you lose your memory, and I can't remember the other one. So I'll throw it back over to Jack. Jack knows me. I've talked to Jack. This is Joe in Clinton Township. But you guys take care. Have a good night. I might be listening out, but I'm watching the football. The Vikings play the Chicago Bears, I think. So WRWY 979. Over to you, Jack.
Joe, anytime you like to talk, we don't have no problem. Even Brian. Now, Brian, he's got his ham license. So he can talk to you on Hazel Park. Anyhow, if you want to know that. Go ahead, Brian.
Yeah, I got the technician. Now I got to study and get the general so that the 10-meter radio that's sitting in the garage can get hooked up and used again.
Well, Joe, good talking to you. And don't be shy. Come on by, say hello. We'll talk to you again. You take care. You have a good evening. WRUG, Brady.
Yep, by all means.
I'm back and forth, Jack. I'm always out here at least listening.
I'm not into the pros
talking,
a lot, but
whatever.
It's something to pass the
I
time.
Can, of course.
So just remember there.
But I'm not.
Mark, I think it was.
Not chatterbug.
Brian,
no.
I think.
I won't pass you too much. Maybe one today.
At two ways you know you're getting old.
All right, Jack. Enjoy this miserable weather.
Have a good day.
Joe, enjoy your football game.
I
guess the consensus at work was that we want the Bears to beat the Vikings tonight. So, however it turns out. Gentlemen, have a good evening. WRFX 966, I'll be standing by.
I'll double keyed on one another your entire conversation.
Yeah, they did.
Well, I just said enjoy the miserable weather, enjoy the football game, and have a good evening, gentlemen. WRFX 966, standing by.
Anyhow, Brian, so you got your Christmas shopping ready?
I leave that to the wife. She likes to do the shopping, and I like to let her spend my money. And then this year I just told her, I said, buy something for yourself, because I don't know what to buy you.
Brian, that is the best thing to do. That's what I do. Roger.
At least she'll be happy with whatever she buys, I hope. It's just like I had a tire go low on my truck, and I had a little inflator. And after 10 minutes, it barely raised it up to 42 pounds. I drove home on the soft tire, and then I went to Home Depot, and I bought myself the Milwaukee M18 inflator, not the small one, but the bigger one. And then I went and got her some flowers and a throw blanket and some other little trinket, and I got home and I said, happy anniversary. She goes, I didn't get you anything. I said, yes, you do. Yes, you did. And I love it.
Oh, that's good. That's good anyhow. All right, Brian, I got to go get me something to drink. I'm a little bit thirsty. You take care. You have a good evening. You going to go tomorrow morning to work?
Yes, sir. I work 7 a.m. to 3 o'clock all week long.
All right, good then. We'll talk after 3 o'clock. No problem at all. Just give me a shout. Take care. Have a good evening again, Brian. We'll talk later. I'll see you there Saturday anyhow. W-I-U-G for you.
WRFX 966, standing by.
WRGC 5470, monitoring the frequency.
WRXE338. Anybody want to answer a programming question?
WRZP544, Bob in Sheboygan County. I'll give it a shot. The correct answers are free. Incorrect answers are $5. Roger.
Copy that. This is Michael. I'm calling from Van Buren Township. My question is, when programming repeaters in your radio, do you include a receive privacy tone?
Negative. I do not. I don't recommend it unless you once you're encrypted, and which will not work on the MIH system there. But no, as far as the MIH system goes, no, that's not necessary. Frequency in, frequency out, and your PL tone, and you're good to go. Roger.
I would add to that. Depends on your situation. On one of my frequencies here, I have people that use FRS radios at the Amazon facility just about a mile from my house, and they do disrupt and make a lot of noise from time to time. So I did put the tone on that side, the 141.3 PL tone, on the receive side, so that I don't have to listen to them when they're talking on their FRS radios. But normally you would leave that open. You just get, you would hear anything and everything that comes through on that frequency. So your choice.
I've mostly been leaving that open because I'm not sure if they're broadcasting a tone on their on the repeaters.
Yeah, if you look at the listing on MIA.systems for the MIA repeaters, they list a tone in of 141.3 on all of the repeaters and a tone out of 141.3 on all of the repeaters. So if you did have it set, the output tone, then you would hear the repeater whenever it's keyed up, but you would not hear the average FRS radio or anybody else that does not have their tone in set to 141.3.
Copy that. And then the Detroit 600 repeater, that's not part of MI-8, is it?
It is operated by MI-8, but it is a standalone repeater. It is not networked with all the other repeaters.
Ah, that's good to know. Thank you.
If you're going to sit and chit-chat and everything else like that, and that's a good repeater for you, and you don't want anybody else pestering you, you can always jump over there. So they originally were going to put it on with the system, but it's kind of redundant and overkill, so they didn't put it on. Good evening, Bob from Sheboygan 544. This is Brian, WRFX 966, saying good evening. And hope you've enjoyed your day so far.
All systems go. Redbird LZ, everyone's upright. Animals are all happy and warm, so it's a good day. Enjoy your evening. WRZB 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, clear and loud.
WRFX 966, standing by, monitoring.
Harm no bother, Brian. There used to be a gentleman on here named Don. He's no longer with us. When somebody go, I'm standing by, he up no well. Who are you standing by? Gentlemen, be safe out there. WRZP 544.
Hello.
Hello.
WSTS, I didn't catch the rest of it. Somebody keyed up on you. Go ahead, sir.
Brian, are you out there? WIUG, wait 8.
I'm here, Jack.
That's the guy out there in Sheboygan County? That's what he sounds like.
I was trying to find out, but somebody stepped on him, so... And he's got a lot of static with the phone, having a hard time with everybody.
Yeah, pretty good still until I told you there. Do you hear me? WIUG88.
He keyed up right over top of you there. I don't think his beanie on his head's propeller spinning right, Roger. Ben, are you able to read them? WIZP 544 for identification purposes.
Isabella County. Take that radio. Put another Motorola radio there. That way we can hear you clear. Roger. WIUG, wait 8. Well, you're not coming clear from Isabella County, Roger.
I don't care about being cleared up. Straight up here. Merry Christmas. See why for Georgia in my
age. Oh, Merry Christmas to you, too. You take care and you have a good evening. WIUG, wait 8.
Is that the friend up in Isabella County over in Shepherd that I was talking to the day after Thanksgiving from the Home Depot parking lot? Well, if you remember my call, WRFX 966, this is Brian. Good evening to you, sir, and happy holidays. Well, sir, I caught the end of that, so, yeah, you're having a little bit of a hard time getting in here. Sometimes it's fading out, and I can't read what you're saying. But, you know, when I get back up there around March time and open the property up, I'll definitely look for you, sir. WRFX 966, I'll be clear and sitting by.
Brian, that's him, yeah. I know that's him. I can hear him.
Yeah, when he was strong, I could hear him. That's the voice that I talked to. That's the gentleman.
Yeah, but he's got two Motorola. I don't know why he doesn't use the other one. The other one is good. It's a good one. It really gives you a clear shot to everywhere.
See, what he's doing right now is he's talking on the Barrington 550 repeater, which, when the conditions get right, will key up the Mayville 550 repeater. And that's what we're hearing him on, is the Mayville 550. So, yeah, like I said, I caught that line once, and I talked to Randall. He was down in Ypsilanti Township, and I asked him if he was up by me, and he says, no, I'm down here in Ypsilanti, and I'm on MI-8. And I said, well, I'm not, but I guess I am. So, yeah, I know the line that he's running, and it's just atmospheric conditions are right. He'll come in really strong.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. WIEG 48.
WRFX 966.
WSCI 847. WSCI 847. WIUG 48. Copy. WIUG 48. Clear.
WSCX 870 to Jack.
Yes, sir. How you doing today?
Wonderful, Jack. How about you?
Oh, very good. It sounds like you're driving. Roger.
Yes, sir. I just listened to your guys' conversation all the way through from Troy all the way up to Dryden here on 462-6750, and now I had to switch over to 550 when I got up to Dryden Road.
Pontiac or Lapeer County?
Yes, sir. Dryden is over, I guess, between Lapeer and Emily City, kind of.
I see. Right down here, close sign. Mine is W-I-U-G.
Yeah, I just wanted to say hi. It's been a while. WSEX 870, clear.
All right, no problem. Are you sounding good? I don't know what the name of the radio, I mean, the name of the radio you got out there. That radio sound good. Roger?
Yeah, it's the new radio, actually. I'm trying out that new Radiodity DD20, and I like it. It's very clear. I can receive everything for a long time, so I think I'm going to stick with it.
Now, you're talking on the same radio. That's what I got, Radiodity DD20G. I got two of them, one in the truck, and the other one's on the base station. Roger?
Yeah, I actually like this DB20 better than I do, or I had that DB40 before, and I think the 20 actually sounds better.
Yeah, I tell you one thing, a lot better from the 40, I know that. And you know what? And the price really is the perfect price. Amazon had it for not too long ago. I don't know if it still is or not. They were only $95.
This one up for 87. Amazon. I bought two of them. Got one that's for home base.
Well, let me tell you. Maybe you know that. I don't know if you know that or not. I talked to a higher on them from this same radio. I'm talking to you right now. Ohio, New York, Buffalo, New York, and Chicago, Illinois, from this radio. That's 21. You know what? Right now, I'm not even on a high watt. I'm on a medium watt. And I'm about, I would say, about 22 miles away from the Mount Clemens repeater.
Yeah, I think I'm 30 miles from Mainville repeater.
Yeah, Jack, but you're not broadcasting. Especially two really high.
Yeah, you're doing good, and I like the radio. I really do. Like I said, I got two of them. So, and you know, they don't come to be easy to know, but we do. I just test both of them and program both of them on the computer. That's what I did. And then you need, you know, if you got a base station, you really need a good antenna. The antenna I was talking about right now is called Harvest PC200. That's the antenna I'm using right now. It's a fiberglass, and it's about 10 feet high from the ground. Roger?
See that brand again?
They're called Harvest antenna and Amazon. They're $95. Harvest antenna is a one-piece fiberglass antenna. And it's a UHF, VHF same time. Don't get the other one if you're going to buy one. Yeah, don't get the UHF only. No, get the VHF, UHF. That is the best antenna out there.
All right. I'm going to have to step out here and pump some gas. WSEX 870, clear.
Yeah, no problem, anytime. If you need some information, no problem at all. We'll talk to you and we'll give you the best information, if we can. Talk to you a little bit later. Good to hear from you. WIUG, Brady.
Jack.
Okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to bring you that walkie-talkie. You want to be at home in the basement, and you can talk to Hazel Park from it. I'll bring it this Saturday. Roger?
I'll let you know for sure or not if I'm making it when they let me know if I'm working or not.
Yeah, no problem. You like it, and really, not on the past, you know, past 6 months, there was about a few people had it, and they were talking to a park in it. Roger?
All right, sounds good, Jack.
Yeah, don't worry, just tell me, I'll bring it with me, though. No problem at all.
Yeah, like I said, just right now, with the way work has been going, I don't like turning down overtime, because that's all we get is Saturdays right now. But yeah, if I'm not working, I'll be there. If I am working, I'll let you know.
Brian, take all the overtime you can get. Honestly, we don't know what next year is gonna be. Anyhow, talk to you a little bit later. WIUG, Brady.
WRFX 966.
That station 421. That station out there, 421. WIUG, grade 8, copy. Well, I guess he's not out there. WIUG, grade 8. Brian, you know what I'm talking about, the 421 station. You're probably on a walkie-talkie. If you're on a walkie-talkie, hold your hand, hold your radio straight up in the air, and they can talk. That might help you out. WIUG, grade 8.
a Yates on the other side.
Yeah, now you're sounding better. Now, another thing. If you're inside the house, be by the window. And like I said, hold your hand held straight up. Roger? No, you're not making it at all. That's all I heard. I really appreciate it. That's all I heard from you. WIEG, WD. It might need better antenna. I'll be honest with you. I don't know if you have one of these Nagoya 771G. If you have one of these Nagoya 771G, put that on and come back. We'll be able to pull you out. Sorry, you're not making it. WIUG, Brady. That station out there, are you from Ohio?
WIUG 544, WIUG 488. Jack, I couldn't pick him out either. He was coming in heavily broken.
Go ahead, Bob.
Somebody's dead key in there. Yeah, I couldn't pull him out either, brother. He come in very broken, but that's just the way the old signal bounces, Roger.
Yeah, and the weather is not there yet, Bob. Also, the weather got to do something with it. All that rain and all that stuff, you know. But that's okay. Maybe he's from Ohio. Because it's very hard. If he's on the Ohio and he's on the handheld, there was no way. But last week, it was somebody from Ohio, and I told him exactly what to do, and he did it, and he was okay. But he was not in very Ohio. He was by the border, Michigan border and Ohio. And he was coming clear.
I do that. Yeah, I copied a lot of that. I'm gonna, as you know, I'm on here late into the wee hours of the morning as well. So we'll wait and see what the conditions bring. I haven't fired up the old propagation tables on the old computer yet, but I will. And all systems go here, brother. Keep doing what you're doing, and tomorrow I have a base station set up here in the living room for the rest of the winter. I got things situated here, so. We're all set to get the antenna mounted and drill a hole through the wall here and get the old base station in the living room for winter. Roger.
I know what you're saying, Bob. Yeah, I I'm on that LMR 240, and I don't feel like putting a hole in the building, so I just leave the window a little bit open. It works good. I put a tape, very heavy tape outside. That way, no wind to blow inside. But it helps it out. All right, Bob. Talk to you a little bit later. WIUG, please.
Roger, Jack. They're at it again. Somebody clowning around, throwing a dead key up here. So, no issues. We'll get it up tomorrow, and we'll give you old holler. Talk to you later this evening. Jack, WRZP 544.
WSBY 842.
Channel Jersey.
Go ahead.
842, testing. Dumpster radio. This is a UAPF 911 module they found. I'm just doing a rattle. I've got it rebanded. It's just turning out.
That WRZP 544 for identification purpose. Sir, I'm up here in Sheboygan County. A little low on the modulation, and you have a little bit of what I described, maybe a little bit of a harmonic hum in your background, but maybe bring yourself closer up on some mic gain and keep doing what you're doing. You sound good this way, sir.
Okie dokie, sounds good, WSUA 842. Talk on an old 911 dispatch console, repurposed and re-tuned for GMRS.
Congratulations on your old council there. It's doing its thing there. On the MIH system, man, that's great. Good clear modulation. We'll do it again, I'm sure. WRZP 544, clear monitoring, sir.
Thank you very much, Blake and Bob. This is Travis down here in Flint Township. I'm usually the trucker on 21. I've just been working out this whole piece of garbage and trying to figure it out. Now I've got myself a base station, and I've got some revolutionary stuff to put up in the next week. This is WSCY 842. Thanks for coming back.
Do that, sir. I tell you what, pass on them secrets there. We're always up to experimental. got three more antennas to hang in the antenna farm come spring, so yeah. Enjoy. We'll do it again. WRZP 544.
Yeah. Station calling, you're breaking up really, really bad and barely make out anything you're saying. WRUS 245. Yeah, sorry, I couldn't make anything out on that transmission either.
incident, thanks.
Repeat our test.